Jeremiah 1, verses 11 to 16. The Almond and Cauldron, Part 1. God gives Jeremiah a vision to start his revelation to the prophet. Jeremiah is not like Ezekiel and Daniel, full of visions, but like Isaiah, he has this opening vision. Remember, he's a young man. Remember, he's just starting out on a very difficult ministry. He is coming very late into the history of Judah. And he is going to be the great prophet. There are others, but he's going to be the great prophet, which is the prophet to be used by God to speak against Judah in its years of gross decline and judgment. And God sets the tone with this opening vision. The word of the Lord came to me, verse 11. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said, you have seen correctly. So the almond tree, the blossoming almond tree, he sees his almond tree. And God says, right. The word of the Lord came to me again, verse 13. What do you see? I see a boiling pot. A cauldron, tilting away from the north, I answered. The Lord said to me. So he sees these two visions, if you like, or one vision in two parts, the almond and the cauldron. And God says, this is a symbol. This is an illustration. This is a picture, an opening vision for you to set the tone for your ministry. And what is that? Tone. What is God saying by these visions, by this double vision of a cauldron in the second part and the almond in the first? God is saying, judgment is coming. That's the second part, the cauldron. Judgment is coming from the north. And the almond? I will not hang about. I am not going to dawdle. The almond is a plant that blossoms very early. I'm speaking in the early spring in the United Kingdom at the moment. And the almond is in full glory. It's in full blossom now. The almond comes early. It doesn't hang about. It's one of the first to set its blossoms out. And God is saying this to Jeremiah. He is saying, I'm coming in judgment from the north, and I will not dilly-dally. Tell Judah, I am not hanging about. I am not playing around here. I'm coming in judgment. Verse 14, from the north, disaster. And what a word. This is for Judah. Disaster will be poured out like the pouring out of the cauldron on all who live in the land. I'm about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdoms, declares the Lord. Assyria, and especially and supremely, Babylon. Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshipping what their hands have made. Jeremiah 1, verses 11 to 16. What a solemn word for this young man. It's my people, says God. I'm not talking about the heathen here. It's my people. It's my temple. It's my city. It's my nation. It's my work. I am coming against my people, and disaster will come. They will have success, these northern kingdoms. They will come and set up their thrones right in the gates of Jerusalem. They will sack the temple. They will put an end to Judah. I am coming in judgment. I have seen the wickedness of this people. I have seen their idolatry, the gods they have made. I've seen the paganism that they have introduced into Judaism. I have seen their self-made religion. And I am coming in judgment. Notice the emphasis. I am I will, I pronounce, I summons, I am about to do it, I. It's not just the heathen, it's not just the pagans, it's just not military forces. I am against my people. And I am about to do it. And Judah will go the way of Israel into captivity, into extinction. At least for 70 years, Judah will be brought down. The temple will never be restored as it was to its former glory. Now is the time for Judah to repent. And Jeremiah, I am raising you as a prophet under these conditions. I am about to pour out my wrath upon Judah. All will suffer, all the towns, all the wars. Read verses 14 and 15. Look at it. Everybody will go in the deluge. My word will be fulfilled. I am watching. Now there's a word play. This is verse 12. I am watching. There's a word play here between watching God, watching Judah, watching over his word, and Almond. This is the point. I am watching. I am waiting there, but I'm not going to go on dawdling. No, I'm not going to hang about. I'm coming. Judgment is coming. Now is the time for Judah to repent. Well, what's the lesson to us? Well, it's a big giggle, isn't it, being in the church today? We're having fun, aren't we? We have to extend the place. We have to bring in new kitchens. We have to invent new systems to attract the people. Oh, what a wonderful time we're having. Oh, it's a giggle a minute now these days. Oh, yes, there's still the gospel of some sort we're there, but the truth is, look at what we're inventing. Look at what we're doing. My friend, as I view these things, I see judgment coming. Indeed, I see we're on the edge of judgment, if not in judgment already. I believe that Jeremiah's vision here, God's vision to Jeremiah, is an important one, a vital one for us. Now is the time for the ecclesia to reform. Now is the time for the elders to wake up. Now is the time for the teachers, the ministers, the preachers, the writers, the leaders of the Church of Christ to start speaking out and reforming and acting. There is no time for delay. All will go in the deluge, if I am right. This is what Jeremiah is told. No one will escape. There will be an utter declension. It will be Revelation 2 and 3 again for us, my friend, I believe, if we continue in this way. 1 Corinthians 10, these things are written for our learning. They came upon Judah and Israel. We must learn from their errors. Jeremiah is warned, you are to preach and teach in such a time as this. I believe it's a word for the unbeliever. My Bible tells me over and over again, now is the time of salvation, today. The goodness of God leads you to repentance, and repentance now, my friend. Do not procrastinate. Do not delay. God will not delay. Judgment is on the road. Death is on the road. You do not know how long you have to prepare before God shall meet you. Prepare. The preparation must be call upon the name of the Lord, seek the Lord while he may be found. That's another thing. You do not know when God will move on. If God is speaking to you, my friend, now is the time to close with him. Now is the time. I urge you then, learn from the almond and the cauldron. God is not offering sugar and candy. He will come in judgment. Christ is coming again, not to save, but to judge. Be ready to meet your God. I say this to the unbeliever, and I say it to the ecclesia, the churches. We must get our house in order. If we've not come to Christ, come now. And if we are believers, let us reform ourselves according to Christ's law, the word of God. May we learn from the almond and the cauldron.